This is 90.3.
This is Real FM.
Yes, indeed it is, folks, and welcome back to me, Liam Nolan, and Lifeline here on 90.3 FM, Near FM. So, don't forget, in studio we have at present Rory Gallanders, and he's going to play a couple of tracks and tell us all about what he's up to at the moment with his music. Here's another track by Rory, and then after this we'll be having a chat with him. This is called Be My God. Enjoy.
In the morning, what a time to be alone. You read the warning, they cut you to the bone. You can make it better if you'd only come around. My feet on solid ground. Cause all I ever wanted was for you to be my guide. Take me far away from here. All I ever wanted was for you to be my guide. Now my heart don't beat no fear.
Wow, that track there from Rory Gallanders is absolutely fantastic, I have to say. Be My God, fantastic stuff. And we have Rory here with us now, having a chat with us here in the studio. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Liam. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome here, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Rory. Just the beginnings, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no worries. Well, Rory Gallanders is the name anyway. I was been living in London the past 5 or 6 years. I only started kind of recording music about a year or two ago. I was actually I've moved back to Ireland now, but I recorded the first EP in 2017.
Okay.
And actually started writing songs and getting into the guitar when I got a back injury. I was off work about 4 or 5 months.
All right.
So I had an acoustic guitar lying around the house, and I played it a little bit now.
What age are you then, Rory?
Well, I'm 34 now.
All right.
Yeah. So, like 31, 32. Started getting into it. Like I had an acoustic guitar. Had a guitar years ago, but you know, just I got a few lessons on and put it down for a few years. I went traveling, lived in Australia for what, didn't touch it, you know.
All right.
It was only when I came back then.
You're well traveled, you've got lots of stories.
Well, yeah, some of them probably not suitable for air, but yeah.
Very good. That's a late start.
So yeah, just started playing open mics and stuff in London then. It's something I'd always wanted to do, but I was kind of a little bit apprehensive, a little bit afraid. You know, wasn't sure if they were any good or anything. I'd play it in my room and that'd be it. And one day I just played a few for my girlfriend, and she kind of tell you the truth, you know, she tell her how it is. Like I said, yeah, not bad, they're good, you know. So that gave me a little bit of confidence, and from there went out, did a few gigs, and the reaction wasn't too bad. I didn't get any bottles thrown at me or ran out of the open mic.
Very
so
good.
So I'll come back next week and do another few, you know.
Great.
And I've always liked writing, like in school I was kind of into like poetry and stuff like that, so I think I've always writing little short stories and lyrics and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, that's how it kind
of.
So
it was a good start. Yeah. Get those sort of artistic influences rolling and get them out there.
I've always listened to music for like since, you know, as long as I can remember. Like all my dad's on vinyls and stuff, so I was always big into music.
Okay.
But yeah, it's only when I got that back injury really I had the maybe had more time. I was just sitting around the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wasn't doing much, watching daytime TV, and started getting a few songs down. So that's kind of how it all came about. That was probably 3 years ago now.
About
3 years ago.
But it's much better to be picking up the guitar than watching daytime TV.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was getting too fond of red wine as well during the day, so I thought,
ouch. Yeah. Pick up the guitar. Good idea. So tell us, you're an Irish solo artist, as we know, and you've got two EPs out in the bag, I believe, yeah.
From yeah,
2017.
Yeah. The first one is called "Tomorrow Means Nothing," and the most recent one, "Waiting." That's I released that just last November. There.
Okay.
They're both recorded in London. Yeah. So.
Very good. We played that one just there before the break. There, it's a cracking little track, I have to say. Really,
thanks
really
a lot,
nice,
man. Cheers.
Very nice. And so your influences Rory. Who would be your influences for your type of music?
I'd say the main ones would be like Noel Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, probably Springsteen, and I don't know if you heard Ryan Adams.
Oh yeah, he's
in a bit of trouble recently. He was supposed to, he'd be an influence musically anyway. Now he's, I'd say he's had a bit of woman trouble at the moment, a few accusations floating around. He's had to cancel his, I was supposed to see, he's supposed to be playing the Olympia this Saturday.
Really?
But he's had to cancel all his tour, dates and all.
Must have really given him a shake.
He's in a bit of trouble, but musically he'd be an influence anyway,
That'd be the main ones, that gritty type of voice, yeah.
I would say they're the main ones. Big Dylan fan, big Van Morrison fan and all, but you know, he can't sing like Van or anything it wouldn't be a massive, it'd be more Springsteen, Dylan, Noel Gallagher, I'd say, and Ryan Adams. That'd be the main ones.
Very good. And how do people listen to your music? How can people have a listen?
Well, we've got a few videos on YouTube and stuff, but it's all the two EPs, they're on Spotify and like
brilliant.
Apple Music, all that, you know. It's the
If people just put in Rory Galanders,
even if you just Google it, man, it'll come up. It'll give you all the platforms. There's a thing called TuneCore. You pay a subscription, and they just put, it's like 40 quid, and they just put everything on all the streaming platforms.
Really?
Deezer.
Very
iTunes,
good.
That music, so it's Spotify, all that. It's on all that, man. Yeah.
Brilliant. Go you. And you're gonna play us a song. Today.
Yeah, I'd love to play. Yeah, I'll play a song called "Fuel to the Fire."
Okay.
It's I wrote it a while ago now, but I'm hoping to get it maybe recorded in the next few months or whatever.
Brilliant.
So I can give that a go if you want. Yeah,
it's
not on any EPs.
Great. It's an exclusive, folks. This is an exclusive from Rory Galanders here.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Go for it.
Now, oh, what a feeling to be The waves are crashing over me, but I can see the smoke rising, and I can see the flames burning higher, and I can see the smoke rising. We're just pouring fuel to the fire. Just pouring fuel to the fire. And here comes another winter, and don't it seem so strange? Quick, the seasons change, but I can see the smoke rising, and I can see the flames burning higher, and I can see the smoke rising. We're just pouring fuel to the fire. Just pouring fuel to the fire. So let the fire burn, and let the fire burn. 'Cause I can see the smoke rising, and I can see the flames burning. And I can see the smoke rising, but we're just pouring fuel to the fire. And we're just pouring fuel to the fire. And we're just pouring fuel to the fire.
Beautifully done. Well done, Rory.
Thanks, man.
That's a cracking little tune.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Cheers.
No worries. So tell us a little bit about that song there. Where did you get the inspiration for those lyrics?
Bruce Springsteen. Robbed off the album. No, he's joking. To be honest, man, I just got that line, Fuel to the Fire. I can see the smoke. Just that line just kind of came to me. I think it was in work one day. And just doing something work and just, you know, trying to, I don't know, just popped in my head. The I can see the smoke rise. Just the chorus kind of part.
It's very, very strong, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, kind of. Just from there, I kind of worked around the rest. It was one of them, you can kind of tell sometimes when something like that just comes to you out of nowhere.
It's much better.
It's like I kind of knew then before I picked up the guitar that the chords were going to fit, and I just kind of worked it. It doesn't happen very often.
Work backwards.
Sometimes a song will be sitting there for 6 months and it just doesn't come together, and then that one just came. Yeah, it was like I was listening to a lot of Springsteen. When I play that, people say it's got a Springsteen kind of vibe to it.
It's very strong.
His acoustic-y stuff, but anytime I play it live, people seem to really like. So I think I'll try to get that recorded. You know,
definitely.
Just need to get a bit of money together myself. That one's on YouTube.
If anybody wants to help Rory out to get into the studio and record that track, don't forget to give him a contact there. That's Rory Galanders, GILLANDERS. So Rory Galanders. Or you can contact the show here on 867-1190. So anyway, definitely. Tell us, is there anywhere in particular you gig? Is there anywhere that people can come and
moved back to Ireland there literally last week or two. So I'm just trying to line up a few gigs now. I'll go out and do a few open mics. I'm playing the Circle Sessions, it's called.
Okay.
On the 8th of April. That's the one I've lined up so far. Literally I'm just trying to line up a few different dates and stuff. But I'll be going out and doing open mics and stuff. But the 8th of April, I think it is, at 8:30, I'll be in there. It's in the International Bar in Wicklow Street. They have it every Monday night. Like, it's for like stand-up comedians and musicians and stuff.
I played my first gig in the International.
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't been in International now in years, but I think it's a good boozer.
It is, and you get a good crowd there as well. Yeah, who appreciate what you're doing. You know.
Yeah, nice one, man. Yeah. So literally, I'm just trying to line up as I'm just moved back home. So I'm trying to line up some gigs, but I've been contacting a few people, so I should, the next few weeks I should have a few more dates, but for now.
Brilliant. Yeah, keep us informed on the show, and we'll advertise. Lot, yeah, absolutely. Cheers. Fantastic. So you're back in Ireland, you're setting up over here, and you've got a rake of songs that you need to get in and record, I assume, as well.
Well, basically, I think it's more about getting out and playing now.
Okay.
Because the last EP was only released in November. So it's only like 4 months ago or whatever. Yeah. But I think gigging is the way to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just get out and play.
Yeah.
And you're almost forcing people to listen to you, if you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I
don't know. Because, you know, there's so many people on Spotify, everyone trying to listen to this, and people don't have the, you know, they check it out. Like, but, you know, if you're in there playing live, I think that's, you know, that's how all musicians, you know, get their music out there.
Well, I think it's probably a bit of both. I mean,
unless you get really lucky.
Well, this is it. Yeah. But like, I mean, the only way to get lucky is to be out there gigging and advertising your music. So fair play. It's great.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
it's great to see it.
Cheers, man. And yeah, no, thanks a lot for having me in. Appreciate it, man. But I have my cousin as well, who's a really good guitarist.
Okay.
I'm gonna draft him in on guitar, a bit of lead guitar. You know, because playing by yourself as well, like, it's all right, but it gets a bit, not boring, but you know, it's great to have someone to play with, you know. It's more fun and
have a bit of jam.
You improve, I think, as well
playing. Absolutely.
So we might try to get a drummer, a bit of percussion or something, and, you know,
whole band.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Very good.
You know, try maybe down the line, get that going as well. So, but I think getting out and playing now is the key.
Brilliant, you know? Okay, well, will we play another track? Will we play one of the tracks here that you have on YouTube? Let me see. There we go. All right, let me check it out. Maybe we'll play this Morning Sun, yeah? All right.
Yeah, it's off the first EP. It's kind of more rocky, or like electric guitar one, yeah.
Okay. All right. So there you go, Rory Galanders, and still in studio with us. That's another track. That one is called Morning Sun. So tell us a little bit about Morning Sun there, Rory, if you don't mind.
That was I was recording the first EP in London, and I had a it was actually the first song on the EP, but I think it was the last song I wrote for it. I had
All right.
Yeah, I was just actually, it was same, just sitting at home off work, and I had another song, I can't remember the name, but now I was going to put in the EP,
mm-hmm.
but then I was just strumming the guitar and I got a few chords going, and I think wrote that song probably in about half an hour or something.
Brilliant.
I
think when they come like that,
yeah, it's
amazing.
There was another song I was going to originally put on the first EP, and just wasn't coming together. I had the electric guitar and the amp plugged in. It was literally just like, as I said, I was off work and just needed one more song for the EP, and I just started strumming the electric. I don't usually play the electric much, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I just plugged the amp in and started strumming on it and got a few chords, and the words started coming. I was think as well when I was off work. I was feeling a bit down, because I couldn't, cut the back injury, I couldn't play football,
right.
So I was kind of just feeling a bit sorry for myself, but I was feeling a bit down or whatever. And that song it's a more upbeat one,
mm-hmm.
so I think it went well on the, I was got released a bit, but just kind of, it was good.
Yeah,
to have it. It was the first song in the EP.
A primal scream for you, nearly.
Yeah, it was good, man. So that was nice one to kick the EP off, nice and lively.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great track, and we're going to play Waiting Again. But before we finish with this interview, can you tell us, Rory? Okay, so far we've got from you, because I want as much information as possible. We've got Rory Galanders. If you put it into Google, you'll get YouTube stuff.
Yeah,
you'll get Spotify stuff. And will we get contact numbers or ways to get in contact with you?
I have all that social media, like Facebook and
you
stuff
do?
Like that.
You do, okay.
Facebook page for music and Instagram and all that.
Okay,
so all right. They're probably the best places to contact if you do.
All right, so Rory Galanders, that's Rory Galanders, GILLANDERS.
The Facebook, Rory Galanders Music.
This is what I want. This is what
Rory
we need. Rory Galanders Music.
Yeah.
So Rory Galanders Music on Facebook, if you want to hear or talk to Rory direct, you can have
that's
a chat
probably better. And the Instagram is just Rory Galanders, I think.
Okay.
It's just Rory Galanders.
Right. And
that's my music page, yeah.
Instagram seems to be the big thing now.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Basically, I'm not really, not into social media. I didn't have an account or anything like that on Facebook until I started doing this music thing. I used to have a Facebook account and I deleted it.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I don't need it. Just
social media.
Nonsense, I think.
Yeah.
But you can need it nowadays.
It's a good network platform.
If you contact
platform,
someone
yeah.
out, like, what's your Instagram? What's
mm-hmm.
your,
mm-hmm.
what's your, fa- it's the first thing they ask for. Like,
it's
so
very
you
important.
You do need it nowadays,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
But,
so that's, yeah.
Good. Good.
That's probably the best place to get
you're
it,
walking forward in the technical world.
I have to, I'm a bit old fashioned, but I suppose I have to get with the times,
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's good to know. And your first gig here in Ireland for the moment, since you've been back home, is in the International Bar, and that's the Circle Sessions.
Yeah, that's it.
On
man.
The 8th of April at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant.
Well, hopefully, you get out and play a few open mics before then, but that's the first kind of proper one I've got organised. So hopefully, from there, I'll kick on and get a few more,
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming into the show.
No, I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Well done.
Cheers.
So we're going to go out we are going to go out on the song Waiting. Yeah. And you're going to hear Rory again on the show. I'd say he's probably going to be on Irish to the Core with Michael, and he's probably going to try and jump onto the sessions soon. I think we'll get you onto the sessions there, which is on a Thursday evening. If you need to contact Rory, don't forget, just put in Rory Galanders Music into Facebook, or Rory Galanders into Instagram. You can pick him up there. If you want to go to one of his gigs, the first one is in the International Bar, Circle Sessions, 8th of April at 8:30. Thanks again for coming in, Rory.
No, thank you, man. Cheers.
All right, this one is Waiting from Rory. Enjoy.
I don't wanna lose no more. what you like.